It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on this Friday, March 3rd. What do you have for us today, Noah?
So, did you know that the powerhouse of animated movies, Disney, almost went bankrupt at one point?
I did not know that.
So now, granted, it was a long time ago. So in, I put 2928 on this piece of paper when I typed this up. Obviously, we're not quite there yet, but in 1928, okay. Walt Disney's Hollywood studio was on the brink of bankruptcy. He had debts, and he had a bunch of failed contracts that he was trying to get together, and just nothing was really coming together for him. But all of that took a new turn when the now famous Mouse turned that all around, all Mickey. By himself. That's the key, is we think Mickey, right?
Yeah.
But the original version of Mickey Mouse was actually named Steamboat Willie.
Really?
So when the character first came to be, his name was Steamboat Willie. A little cool, crazy fact about that is that the Steamboat Willie copyright package contract or whatever is actually about to expire. Mm. So Steamboat Willie turned into Mickey Mouse. The Mickey Mouse copyright's probably going to be a long time before that ever expires. But, and I couldn't find out exactly the time period, but Steamboat Willie will soon lose that contract, and that 95-year-old character will be sent into the public for any other production company, anybody else to be able to copy it and turn it into their own version. So soon, most likely, we'll have some other versions of this Steamboat Willie or Mickey Mouse that these other production companies are probably going to be start producing and stamping on.
I wonder if Disney's able to like buy it back like once it is up.
So they did it once.
Okay.
So it actually, it came out in 1928. The first contract lasted 56 years. And so that would have been in the 1970s, 1980s, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they put in for a renewal, and they got a few more decades. But now I guess maybe they're not trying to get it back, and they're just going to let it go. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. But as of right now, it seems like they're not going to rebuy it, and it's going to be a character that any production company can now start copying.
We'll see what happens. That's good stuff. All righty. Did you know that there are more trees on Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way?
No shot.
So that seems like not possible to me, right?
No.
So astronomer Carl Sagan wrote in his 1980 book Cosmos that there are more stars in the universe than grains of sand. And so all this like comparison between the Milky Way and stuff on Earth has been a thing pretty much since then, and probably for a long time. But some scientists believe that there are more that there may be more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way. In order to determine this, they estimated a number of trees living in different environments, and the combined estimates per environmental zone lead some scientists to believe that Earth is home to roughly 3 trillion trees, compared to NASA's estimate of more than 100 billion stars in the Milky Way.
Oh.
So for me, it's kind of hard to like wrap your mind around. Both are just a crazy big number, but NASA estimates just over 100 billion stars. And then they say that there's over 3 trillion trees.
So not just a little bit over.
Yeah, that's like a big margin.
A huge margin over the top of it. I mean, I guess if you think about it, a lot of the world is covered in trees, and
it's so hard to wrap your mind around the amount of stars, because you only see so much every night, and, you know, it goes on for maybe an infinite
amount. So really, the amount of stars that we see on Earth really aren't all the stars. Yeah. And so,
but then when you think of forests, how many trees there can be in just one forest.
Just going through a little, like just driving along the road, and you can't see, and for miles there's trees.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's a hard comparison, but I would never have thought that there's that big of a gap.
Right, yeah. It's interesting, and the scientific community acknowledges that we'll likely never actually know the true number of stars or the true number of trees on Earth, but based on the estimates, they feel pretty confident in saying that there are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way. So
that's crazy. Never would have guessed that.
Me neither. All righty. Learned something new on the Did You Know Show today. We appreciate you listening every day, Monday through Friday at 2:45 p.m. We'll be back with you guys next week on Monday.